code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 14th, 2009. I always suggest for newcomers to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and you'll see all the other sites I have up there. There's a reason for that. I have the big main servers who tend to just twist me off with strange problems which they can never find out the cause of. And if you bookmark those sites there, hopefully you'll be able to download shows regardless of what site is up or down. Somebody somewhere should be working. And you can also see that the whole list, as I say, cuttingthrough.jenkness.com is really taking the load right now, because after I mentioned, I think on Wednesday, how terrible ExploreNet was, a satellite for uploading, they cut me off at 9 p.m. ExploreNet, it simply buys time from Hughes Industries. They own the big satellites for the military. And, of course, what's left over, the waste product, you might say, is sold to the average consumer for a very awful speed and a high price. So anyway, I mentioned it on the air, and kaboom, down it went. Of course, I'm sure someone in high places, also an old boys network, had a word with the CEO and says, you know, so-and-so's been a bit of a nuisance, one of your clients on ExploreNet, could you do something about it? And bingo, they did. That's how things work in the real world. So, I might be behind in getting the shows up to my websites. You have to bear with me. Don't pound me with letters, ask me what's going on. I'm going to have to do as it is. I run around like a crazy guy all day trying to fix things and find alternate methods of uploading. And it's not easy. So having got that out of the way, it's up to you, as I say, to keep me going. And in the first place, I can't afford a whole brand new satellite system. And I'm sure that's what they'll come out here and tell me I need. It's less than 2 years old. And it was a grand the last time with installation and all the rest of it. And I don't get in that kind of money. And therefore, I'm in two minds what to do about it altogether. I've given out so much stuff for free over the years, and there's only a handful of people bothered to support me. Thousands of people use the information, and it ends up on everybody else's sites across the planet. But their big thank you is not to even mention where they got all the information from, even though much of it is copied verbatim from my sites. That's the real world as well. Sometimes it makes you wonder who you're trying to help in this world, doesn't it? Now, for those who simply get the discs or the shows burned by those with the computers and passed to them, you can play in CDs, you can write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, the number 1. P3E4N1. Because I do need your help to keep going. It's amazing. I've listened to other people have the big money drives, etc., and bring in thousands and thousands and thousands of bucks. It's almost like the circus atmosphere. It seems to get people motivated, but I'm not really into that kind of showbiz type stuff. I tend to leave it to people to just think for themselves and cough up some cash, but it doesn't happen very often. So as I say, I'm thinking what to do and where to go from here, and to see if this is enough altogether that I've done. It certainly would have been enough for more people, for most people, a few times over, I can tell you that, even physically. I'll be back with more after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. What is the matrix? Matrix is the artificial world that you think is real, with all of its opinions, its dogmas, its systems, especially the systems that pre-exist your being born, and how they're perpetuated throughout your lifetime, as they were in your parents' lifetime too, through education and all the reinforcement, they call it. Once they get ideas into your head, fake or true, doesn't matter, they reinforce them by repetition until everyone thinks, when they're having conversations, and they're all talking about the same things, they think they're all quite sane because they're talking about the same things with the same opinions, etc., etc. Very easy to create a culture, hold on to it, and then update it when you want to. This is very simple. When you've got mass media, everyone's getting the same news at the same time, everyone's getting the updated education when you go to school, every generation by generation, and they think everything is all quite normal. Some of the top communist leaders talked about this and said that society could go off in 1,000 directions. But those who were born into the system, which, for instance, the communists had constructed, made sure that they thought the one they were born into could be the only one which could possibly have naturally evolved. That's what happened. So we're always fooled in every age, you might say, simply by being born into it. Your parents can't warn you because they've swallowed it all. They don't know either. And then you're born in your lifetime and you accept your parents' points of view. Everything is quite natural. And if they wanted your firstborn or secondborn, that'd be quite natural too. Everything can be made natural that you're born into if the adults make no stink about it. You accept it, quite simply. And I've talked before about Hollywood and how Hollywood is part of the culture creation industry and how it prepares you for things to come, mainly through its fictional portrayals of the future. They're always churning out these movies. Remember, too, I've read articles in the past where the Pentagon puts vast sums of money into the making of certain Hollywood movies. Vast sums. Why would the military industrial complex be interested in having you get a particular view of things? Well, it's very important that they give you their view, so that becomes your opinion on certain things. When you see things, drama, and CBC Canada is very good at that. The government's paid website, they pay for the TV site and so on, radio, CBC. It's the same as the BBC in Britain. And they make sure that everything's always politically correct. And when you see something happening in a docudrama, docudramas, remember, are where they take certain parts of truth about an event, and then they have a drama, an acting, the actors acting it out. And when you see certain things portrayed in a certain way, the imprinting, especially the emotional imprinting, will stay in your mind. Whereas factual or not doesn't matter. It's the emotional imprinting. When you see someone getting beaten up for some reason, it stays in your mind. That's how they use propaganda. And this article here is from the Telegraph. It says, Hollywood's distortion of the truth alters history in the eyes of school children. Hollywood's habit of portraying or playing with historical facts is leading school children to get it wrong, too. Even if they read the true story in the classroom, a new academic study shows. So, in other words, the fictional version with actors will override the truth that they're given from a book, say. That's what it's saying. And this is August the 6th, 2009. It says here, researchers have found that film is an incredibly powerful tool. Like, they just found this out, right? They've always known this. For teaching children about the past, which can greatly increase historical knowledge. However, it's so powerful that if the facts are wrong, pupils are more likely to believe them, even if they're told otherwise by textbooks or teachers, they say. When films get it right, then children benefit enormously and remember much more detail when later questioned, said lead researcher Andrew Butler of Washington University in St. Louis. But when they got it wrong, so did the children. Even if they have read the correct versions in a textbook, they remember what was in the film, not in the book. When information in the film was consistent with information in the text, watching the film clips increased correct recall by about 50% relative to reading the text alone, he said. In contrast, when information in the film directly contradicted the text, people often falsely recalled the misinformation portrayed in the film, sometimes as much as 50% of the time. Mr. Butler, who published in the journal Psychological Science, recommends that teachers carry on showing films in classrooms, but before it starts to make a point of telling the children to look out for particular mistakes. Hollywood stars from Tom Cruise to Denzel Washington, as well as British actors like Anthony Hopkins, have made films about historical events with glaring factual errors, it said. These include showing Mozart as a spoiled brat in Amadeus when he was not, or the Americans cracking top-secret Nazi codes in the film U-571, when really it was the British. And that's interesting in itself, just as an offside there, because they make big deals about the codes that they broke in World War II, and how it was supposed to be a machine was smuggled out of Germany to help decode what the Nazis' codes were actually all about. And it was called, the Venona Codes. Venona is just a scrambled novena. Novena. Never mentioned that in the books. So another error, it says, is made in Shekhar Kapoor's 1998 film Elizabeth. Cate Blanchard's ruthless monarch forces her advisor Sir William Cecil into retirement with a peerage, when really he stayed at her side until his death. Well, he had to. He had to. See, he was also the treasurer, you know? And it was he who advised her that once they had defeated the Spanish Armada, that they couldn't afford to pay the sailors. Therefore, that she should anchor the fleet offshore and wait till they starved to death. That was a wonderful Queen Elizabeth I. History truly is different, isn't it, from the fiction that's portrayed. They love to give us stories about the well-to-do. In fact, history, as we're given it, is all about the tyrants, the conquerors, the kings, those who get to the top by any and all means possible. But you never see stories about the ordinary people. It's just too boring, isn't it? They don't really count, you might say. They really don't count. Who wants to watch the poverty and misery of the people living in their little houses in merry old England, Elizabeth the First Day, when the Queen was walking on oak boards, hand-sawn, over an inch thick, maybe 2 inches thick, standing in front of a big, nice fire, maybe 10 feet wide. When the little people were working in their and living in their hovels with straw on the floor, covering the mud. Who wants to do stories about the truth? It's not too popular with the upper classes, the dominant minority, as they call them. And this is just the way it goes, as I say. Mark Bard, and I've read it before, but I'll read it again, because it follows up on a story I read previously to do with barcodes that can be read at a distance. And it says, it's July the 28th, 2009, it says, radio frequency identification tags are not fully catching on, thanks to objections from, that's myself, Alan Watt, Kathleen Albrecht, and others who've been hammering away for years at RFID's threats to privacy and civil liberties. For global corporations and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, who remain eager to track individuals, that means it's time to shift their efforts back to barcodes. The Michigan MIT scientist last week said they'd overcome the barcode's strongest privacy protections, its closed read range, and fussy need-to-be-scanned line of sight. Now using the camera in a mobile phone, a spy or a hacker will be able to scan the barcode label on any object or person at an angle up to 60 feet away, and I'll bet you it's a lot more. The MIT scientists are working with grants from Nokia, Samsung, and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Just, you know, these foundations that help to, you know, get it all working along the right way. Named for its founder, the ruthless auto industry chief that one reporter counts among Hitler's car makers. Sloan is also a creator through his strategy of planned obsolescence of our modern consumerist culture. Good friend of Bernays. The new barcode labels called Bocodes can be made tiny and imperceptible. Each is about 3 millimeters in diameter. Here's an excerpt from the BBC. For traditional barcodes, you need to be a foot away from it at most, said Mr. Mohan. The team has shown its barcodes can be read from a distance up to 4 meters, 12 feet, although they should theoretically work up to 20 meters, which is 60 feet. One way of thinking about it is a long-distance barcode. And there's more links there you can look at as well. And I read the previous article about a week ago on this, or 2 weeks ago. And this really will catch on. There's no doubt about it. They're determined, you know, to go step by step to barcodes and then to chip you. It's so obvious, isn't it? Most folk won't mind being chipped today. Most folk really won't mind. A lot of them. I heard this years ago by a man who's dead now. He was killed by the authorities. But he did say that there's a lot of people out there who love socialism. The ones who don't like risk-taking, the ones who don't like making decisions, the ones who like the thought there's all these safety nets and social workers ready to help them out, they will love socialism right to the trenches where they're shot. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. You know, socialism, Fabian style, planned to take countries over and then blocks and then the entire world a long time ago. That was the plan. And anyone who's looked into the Fabian history should know that by now, for those who care to look into it. And their whole idea was to allow some countries to try communist revolutions. They would fund it because the same boys who worked in the Fabian Society also worked with the communists. Professor Carl Quigley admits that too, that often, for instance, the Council on Foreign Relations was often funding or part of or included high-ranking communist members in the United States and other countries. And he said that we work with everyone. The Council on Foreign Relations works with everyone. Socialist, communist, and so on. Because under the Fabian technique, you see, it's intergenerational, incremental changes until down 100 years, you can literally turn a culture upside down and introduce little rules and laws along the way that amount to millions of pages of laws by the end of 100 years. And because people get a little bit at a time, they accept it, we adapt to it, adaptation. And so they would allow the communist side to go ahead and rapidly, through bloodshed, take over whole countries, amalgamate them under a big union, and then give them a standardized education, knowing that 70 years down the road, they'd start to bring down the wall, etc., that wasn't even built then, when they first started off with the Fabians, and merged the two systems together. That came out with the Rees Commission that was commissioned by the U.S. Congress, that these big foundations seemed to be funding what seemed to be communist groups. Some of them were. But Fabianism technically is a communist system. Communism, socialism, Fabianism is all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Except that Fabianism was going to do things slowly, incrementally, through governments and through infiltration of governments by generations. And that's why you'll see the top Fabians today are generally intergenerational from the same families. And they've been very successful with what they do. Not only politicians, but they had to make sure that the Fabians got into the high offices of the bureaucracies, high-level bureaucrats, very important. And and across the world now, you have Fabians in place. So the long haul, like the tortoise, has achieved it. You know, the rabbit has run his race, but the tortoise won in the end, basically. It's all around us. Now, socialism, communism, Fabianism is an elitist idea. It was never born from the people at the bottom, the grassroots. But they knew they had to use the grassroots to help them get there. So they pretended to be for the working man and stuff like that, to give you rights. And they did speak up for the workers all over and over and over, but you have to go into their older records and hear what George Bernard Shaw, for instance, one of the founders of the Fabian Society, said their goal was. See, they looked at all the poverty, etc., and they didn't say, well, it's because there's not enough work, etc. They said, no, there's too many poor people. And they wanted a planned society, how things should really be run, a planned society where government ordered everything, everything in life, everybody and everything. And as I say, since 2001, it's never become so plain, this particular movement, and come out into the open as it has today. Tony Blair, for instance, is a member of the Fabian Society lifelong. So is Mr. Brown, the present Prime Minister of Britain. And you'll find other members in the U.S. and across the planet in high-level positions too. Because they all belong to it because they have the same goal. They believe an intelligentsia should rule the world. And they, obviously, since they've done their apprenticeships through the Fabian Society and parroted all their different plans, etc., and they can parrot to each other all the same stuff, then naturally they should be the elites to run the ordered system. This communistic system, which is now called collectivism, a collectivistic type society. And they also believe they could eventually run the world's money supply by regulation and treaties through governments and treaties by governments to other governments, etc. And they would set up the World Bank and the IMF. And they have no problem with the existing financial elites running those things at all. They have no problems with that at all. They believe they've also earned the right to be leaders in that area. So the big bankers and the Fabians are really all mixed together. They're all one, you see, on board with the same thing. And they want a future where, as I say, technocrats and the experts run the world. They run everything to do with life on the planet, everybody's life. They want a world where because we're all so dumb and stupid at the bottom, you can't choose a career for yourself. No, you must take the career they will eventually pick for you at a very early age. And that's all they'll train you in. If they decide you're going to be a plumber, that's all you're going to learn. You don't need history, geography. You don't need to know anything about anything else. That's the real goal eventually. The real goal is still to come down off school to work. Much more efficient, they say, and cost-effective. These guys are nutty about cost-effectiveness as they squander our money by the billions. But here they are getting into, I mean, here's politics getting into business even in this way. These control freaks, you see. And again, using an idea that their own members dreamt up, saving the environment to do it. They won't tell you how much you can eat and what supermarkets should not sell you. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about how government now is so cocky and sure about itself. And no wonder, after all, they've put so many laws through since 2001. They're on a roll, and people are accepting them all. They're accepting cameras everywhere. They're accepting they have no privacy. They're accepting that they're followed everywhere by cameras and helicopters in the sky across Britain. And that integrated circuits are of cameras across whole countries are all put together from villages, towns, roadways, everything. You can't go anywhere without being watched. Stuff like that. Now, that's what you get under police states. Let's not kid ourselves here. This is the only places you've seen this before in history is under a police state. And it's worse than any police state across the world than I've ever seen in history. Worse, much, much worse. And strange, too, in an era when we're supposedly broke, we've been raped and plundered by the banks, and then raped and plundered by the governments to bail out the banks, that the government's still throwing billions of dollars at more and more and more cameras and security and so on, and getting more and more of these buildings built to observe people in every town across basically the Western Hemisphere. Where the groups of people just sitting watching screens all the time. Or if you drop litter, they actually shout at you. Yeah, you, just like George Orwell's 1984. See the black and white version, it's excellent, made in 1984 itself. And here we are with it, and people think they want to believe. See, people will want to believe it's for their safety, and that's just incredible, because you don't put this kind of intrusion into people's lives to keep them safe. You do it because you're either paranoid about the public, or you really want to intimidate them, or both. Intimidation changes the behavior of everyone when you know you're being watched. You can't be spontaneous because you're always on camera. Always. But here's government getting into private business again. And that's Fabianism as well. Buy one, get one free offers of food should be scrapped by supermarkets to save immense food wastage, say ministers, that's politicians. They call them ministers over there. 11th of August 2009. Supermarkets buy one, get one free offers should be scrapped and replaced with half-price offers, ministers have said, politicians have said. The measure would be one way of slashing the amount of food binned in the UK every year. So-called BOGOF offers, B-O-G-O-F offers, and loss leaders, where supermarkets sell products for less than they pay for them to get customers through the doors, are contributing to an increase in carbon emissions. Do you realize we're going to be like skeletons before these guys are finished? And it won't be enough. We're going to be neutered, sterilized skeletons. And it still won't be enough till we croak and die. I hope you believe that, because that's the truth. That's the truth. How do you think that when he hits a target of 80-odd percent reduction in carbon dioxide in the coming 20-odd years, how do you think that will be achieved? They've admitted themselves it can only be done by mass culling of the public. I read an article last week where Ted Turner talked about it the year previously. They're not kidding. It says supermarket offers are being blamed for people throwing away more than 4 billion tons of food a year. It's estimated that cutting out unnecessary wastage would be equivalent to removing one-fifth of traffic from the UK's roads. See how they work it all out? They work it all out with all these statistics and so on. Banning such offers and repackaging food in a variety of sizes to cater for single people as well as couples and families would also promote healthy living and improve the nation's diets. Okay. And the government's waste watchdog estimates that 4.1 million tonnes of food is thrown away every year, an average cost of £420 per household. No kidding, eh? No kidding. Do you know how much stuff rots in the ground every year? Have you ever gone across forests, for instance? Most folk, you see, unfortunately, live in cities. A forest to them is the park, generally the city park. And they think you just stroll through a forest like you do in the park. They also think that places like Canada is devoid of all forests because of massive cutting. I'll tell you one thing. When you come up here, you'll see you can't just have a stroll through a forest. You have to cut your way through a forest. It's so thick. And most of that stuff that can't raise up, they're all these little saplings, 6 feet high, 7 feet high, whatever, are competing with other ones to get up to the sun. They strangle each other. Lots of them die. And they rot. Just rot. How much do you think that gives off as it's all rotting? So what I'm telling you is all this stuff about food is bullshit. They have a different agenda. A different agenda altogether. And it's nothing to do with global warming at all. I wonder if they give them Nazi officers' uniforms, these characters like Hillary, Ben in Britain, who speaks on behalf of the government in this area. Ben says shoppers should throw away less food. I bet he puts away a lot of food. I bet he's a nice podgy man himself. I bet you he has about 10 courses in his meals at the big fancy meetings he attends all the time. See, it's nothing to do with the excess food. They want to bring everything down and down and down because food and water is going to control you and make you cower even more and be more subservient to these characters, these sadomasochistic control freaks. I think we've got Steve in England on the line. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
How you doing? Not so good.
Hanging in under all these different attacks I have.
Okay, folks. Basically, I just wanted to say more to the audience. Here I am in the northeast of England. I've got almost illegal tires on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And every month I try and send by mail just £5, which is a hell of a lot more than a dollar. I wish I could send a dollar. Mm-hmm. Just send $1, please, because you've got to help this guy out. He's the only darn person that really kind of makes sense. Okay, Alan, that's really what I wanted to say. And, you know, just hang in there, mate, okay?
I will do, and don't get caught with those tires, whatever you do. You won't be able to.
Well, I hope not. Okay.
Thanks for calling. It's incredible. I saw a panorama disc. I can't watch anything here in high speed, even though I'm paying for it all the time, and I have no service at all. But someone sent me a disc on Panorama, who had done a documentary about Britain and the most spied-upon country in the planet so far, but we're all catching up. And everywhere you went, and you couldn't believe these police helicopters with the guys in the black outfits, just like that movie that, was it Thunderbird or something, or it was out years and years ago, showing you what the future was going to come to. Blue Thunder or something, I think it was called. But the cops and these choppers, and how they're using all these GPS satellite tracking stuff, even tracking license plates, they lock onto them and track you wherever you go. But at the end, the reporter, the Panorama reporter, was driving along, and he saw this little gadget about a foot wide flying in the air beside him on these drones, little square-looking thing with propeller blades on it, and a camera pointing at him. That's what they've got out there now, too. I mean, is that the main crime across the country, road crime? No, that's the biggest income that they have for the cops and all the guys that split the loot. You see, is catching people on the roads. That to them is the ultimate crime because it pays well. Very quickly, most people never ever contradict a ticket and go against a ticket for speeding. They just pay it. Easy money, you see, for the court system. When the cops went on strike in Toronto, because they're owned by the city, or at least hired by the city, a few years ago. It was chaos at Queen's Park. That's like where the governor lives and the whole thing, when all these hangers-on, they call them politicians. And they were desperate because they were losing something like 25 to 30 or to 150 grand a week in fines just for traffic stuff and so on. So they include this coming crime in every year's budget. They need it, you see. They need it. And there's not enough money coming in. They create more laws and bylaws and all the rest until you can't help breaking laws. You see, money, money, money. Crime pays for those who make the laws. But, yeah, it's awful. People don't know how bad it is in countries like Britain yet, but it's coming here very, very, very soon. And believe you me, as I say, they're going to control your calories and so on, your food intake, and they will come down to home visits. They're already doing that in Britain with some families by law. When they say they have obese children, they come in and they weigh them there, and they weigh the parents, because you're the example to the child, etc. Nothing to do with the GMO food and all the rest of it, the fact you can't metabolize this stuff properly. No, no, no. It's your fault for eating so much. So the government, the nanny state, is going to make sure that you eat what you're supposed to, something that's healthy for you, and they'll decide how much is healthy for you. And just like Orwell's 84, you'll start off in the morning, in front of a big screen. I'm not kidding, because they're putting these cameras with screens in people's homes by law to watch them, bedrooms, everything. And you'll be up in the morning exercising in front of some dominant dominatrix, put it that way, who would tell you to touch your toes and all the rest of it, and talking directly to you, just like they did in the movie. Go and see that movie. It's coming. If it's not, in fact, here. Well, Net Daily had this article in it to do with a Obama's environmental czar. He says he started a group targeting Beck anyway. This here says, if I can find it, scroll right down here. A lot of stuff in here. Get down. I can't even find the date on it, in fact. If I can't find it, I'll just forget it. No, it doesn't seem to be coming up, this one. But yeah, I've looked at Obama's staff and who he's appointing, or at least appears to be appointing. I'm sure he's told who to appoint. But if you want to be afraid of the characters that are now in place, you should be very, very, very afraid, because they all have incredible histories of belonging to even previous terrorist groups and stuff in a few days gone by, not too long ago. Quite something. And here we go, too, with this hype with the non-existent flu, this swine-avian mixture, supposedly, flu. And the governments are going to incredible lengths to make sure we're all trained to run off and panic and get them. And they even have the beginnings of the campaign starting. Oh, there might not be enough. You know, get it while you can. And you'll see pensioners, like they did with the first flu, free flu shots, punching each other in the queues waiting for them. That's how they get panic-stricken. Me first, I want to live, you know. Then they all come down with pneumonia and stuff like that once they get it. But this article is from naturalnews.com, August the 5th, 2009. Diseased African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. But remember I mentioned before how the big companies who make the vaccines are part of the biowarfare industry. That's who the military uses. After all, they've got all the gear and so on. They're working with bacterium and viruses and all kinds. I read the article where that guy had actually, in the U.S. CDC, had got a hold of the killer flu from 1918 and inserted three genes into the common flu from it to find out if he could turn it into a killer. He was very successful. Well, that wasn't a biowarfare lab down in Fort Dix. That was actually in one of these big vaccine companies' places. And it says here, to most people, vaccines sound medically harmless. They're good for you, but the doctors and drug companies, but they never really talk about what's in those vaccines. There's a good reason for that. If people knew what was really in the vaccines, they'd never allow themselves to be injected with them. Aside from dangerous ingredients, which many people already know about, like squalene or thimerosal, one of the key ingredients used in flu vaccines, including the vaccines being prepared for the swine flu pandemic, is a diseased flesh of African green monkeys. This is revealed in U.S. patent number 5911998, method of producing a virus vaccine from African green monkey kidney cell line. And there's got a lot of data on that. Now, there's another caller from Washington. Is it I think it's David. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. you there, Alan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wanted to mention Brian Greer, Common Purpose Exposé.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that? I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you talked about it? I don't recall it, but you may have made mention of it. I've watched the video an hour, 36 minutes on a website last night from, it was from the Red Ice outfit over there.
Yeah, I had that out months and months ago. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, they're... I just got a hold of that, watching that video. I don't know if I can buy one or not and pass it around here in the States where I live. But it was really, he's very good mm-hmm. at his presentation.
Yes.
At least I thought it was. It was excellent,
mm-hmm.
very thorough. And I just wanted to mention that and see what you thought about it. Is that is that your perception as well, what he... describes about
he's quite right that a common purpose came out of nowhere. It was set up with incredible funding mm-hmm. by the big foundations, and its whole object is to bypass the present system and bypass democracy. But it also tells you why the members who come into it, even top-ranking members of the military, who are not supposed to join any political organization, remember, while you're in the military. Right. That therefore they've been given the go-ahead from a very high source that this is the organization to join if you want to get ahead in life. And they're given incredible power, this common purpose.
It's amazing. I was stunned to see how they're, we hear about all the other tactics that are being used. Of course,
What they're doing is also going into the schools and train teachers to choose certain students who are really involved in socialism and train them to be the future leaders that one day they'll present to us, just like the Politburo used to get presented to the Soviets. That's what they're doing there. But mind you, they're also doing the same back here as well and in the U.S. There's other organizations doing the exact same thing.
Well, what is an organization here affiliated with Common Purpose?
You'll find them under various systems to do with the foundation grants for scholarships, even their own scholarships, too. They pick future leaders like Bill Clinton. I'll be back with you after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Is Dave still on the line? Okay, just to finish up with what David was saying there, I think that there's a lot of organizations in the States. If you look under foundations of the USA, you'll look who they support. You'll see name organization after organization, young this, young that, and so on, that they supposedly help to educate outside of the sort of school system, but also inside it too. They get into the school systems and have been for a long, long time. And I think it was Charlotte Isserby who did the book, The Dumbing Down of America. There's a Dumbing Down of America. Also mentions a bunch of organizations through, maybe through the educational system, through the teachers associations, etc., that have that. But don't forget Obama's new army, the youth army, basically, that he's mandated this voluntary sort of work you're supposed to put in, and he's expanding it into different age groups as well. And out of that, by teaching ideology, a specific ideology, and that's what it's for. I've read the articles on air about it, teaching an ideology. They will also create and choose future leaders to present to the public for you to go through the farce of voting for. So it'll be very much like the Soviet system. Do you want Politburo number 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5? You know, which face do you fancy the most? And that's it. That's the system they're bringing in worldwide. Remember what they've said at the top, that democracy was too cumbersome. They couldn't get done all the things they wanted to get done, and they'd have to bypass it. And what they favored was collectivism. What they mean is the social system of the Soviet-type organization. That's what they're creating right now. We're living through it. We have been for quite some time. Doesn't matter about right-wing, left-wing. We've been living through it for some time. And most folk were fooled by the right wings and the left wing nonsense. This movement has gone on unabated. Even Winston Churchill talked about it for pretty well 100 years. Through treaty signing from country to country with bureaucrats and high-level positions, bypassing politicians altogether and going to their equivalent partners in other countries through the United Nations. H.G. Wells wrote about that in 1919. He says, now we can bypass the politicians altogether. And bureaucrats literally can go across the water, meet their compatriots in the same positions in other countries, and make deals. Make deals to bring in world socialism. It's been here all along. All along. And more evident in some countries than others. Definitely evident, I'd say, in Britain. They went through the worst of it. They had a financial depression there for, I think, ever. A few years of brief recovery only because they were throwing credit cards at people and then took them off them again. That's all that kept Britain going through the 90s. Because all the industry was just gone, shut down. Margaret Thatcher, the supposed right-wing conservative, some call the coal mining industry. The coal miners were the only really powerful union in the country eventually. Because she decided to bust their strike and all the rest of it and their demands by importing coal from communist Poland at the time. And that's what she did. She shut down all the British mines, which tells me that you certainly were not at war with a communist when you'd sink your own coal industry and import coal from communist Poland. There is no right wing. There's no left wing. There's only one agenda. And the public, most of them, haven't a clue. Well, from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent